Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, play the song, baby.
On the line is Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app.
Nick Costos, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, joining us momentarily. I'm anxious about what he thinks about tonight's Cowboys-Lions game, too, Andy.
I do, too. I think
could be a lot of points in that game,
yep.
Which makes you think, okay, you're thinking a lot of points, and they're going to come in low. Not necessarily the case, but, you know, seems to be the way things work sometimes. Let's bring in our buddy, Nick Costos, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Nick, good morning to you.
Hey, man.
What's going on, guys? How you doing? Hope Thanksgiving was great.
Thank you, buddy. You too. I hope you had a good time with you and your family.
I did. Thank you very much for saying so.
So let me, before we get to the Thursday night game, I want to talk about that one. But we here in Cleveland are getting pumped up about a 3-9 against 1-11 game. Will either team score in this game, Nick?
Well, I certainly think the Browns are capable of scoring. I don't know how many points the Browns are capable of scoring. Is Tennessee going to score in this game? I would say maybe not. And that's how we get to a point spread, right, where Cleveland is a 4-point home favorite here with Shedeur Sanders at quarterback over the Tennessee Titans. And I think something we can go back and look at with the Browns 49ers game, and obviously like the margin of victory for San Francisco, like San Francisco wins that game 26-8. I think this was, and I know like your audience knows this, right? I think it was a way closer game than like the final score would indicate. The Browns averaged more yards per play than San Francisco in the game. Time of possession was just about even in the game. It was really, you know, like San Francisco was able to make a couple big plays when San Francisco needed to make the big plays. You know, Cleveland turned it over twice. The Niners didn't turn it over. And that's how you get to that margin of victory. So I actually think that stat line was unfair to Cleveland. And the Browns are playing well right now. Like, the defense, I think, is really good. Shedeur is okay. He has not been a disaster, which was an option, regardless of what anyone says. But I will give him his due. He has been passable, I would say. Like, better than Dylan Gabriel, I would say, with more upside than Gabriel as Browns quarterback. And if I had to bet this game, and to be clear, I don't think I'm going to, but if I had to bet it, I'd lay the Cleveland Browns here. If I had to, I don't think the Titans are going to be able to score in the game. And maybe, you know, the Browns can score a couple touchdowns. The defense can turn them over in enemy territory. I would bet the Browns if I had to bet the game. And I do think Cleveland is a better team right now than Tennessee.
33.5. Is that the right number for the over-under?
Wow. That's low.
Well, how many points are the Titans going to score?
Yeah.
10.
If they score 17 points, wouldn't we all be surprised, Nick?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, now, I would.
Now, look, what I'll always say is, like, can this game go under? Yes, of course it can, right? But this is not one of those games where you look at it and say, oh, like, I've got an edge here. Like the it's like the betting market knows there's going to be no scoring in the game. Like this is lower than like Iowa Big Ten games, the total here. So like everyone is expecting it to be an insanely low scoring game. So like it can be, but if you're out there listening and you think it's going to be low scoring, I wouldn't say, wow, like can't believe the number's this high, have to bet the under. The number is insanely low in this game, which again, doesn't mean it can't go under. I actually think it probably will go under, but if I had to bet the game, like I said, again, I would actually just like lay the points with Cleveland, and I think we probably get something like a 17-7 final score in favor of the Browns.
We have a 1-11, 3-9, and you know, I just touched on that, but we were talking about it earlier, and not thinking any lines or anything on this. I kind of think this is a critical game for the Browns coaching staff. Do you get that impression here, Nick?
So I think it's a really, really good question to ask. I don't know the answer, and I don't know how many people in the league know that answer. And I've been coming on with you guys long enough. Like, I'll always be honest, right? I'll never come on this show or my show or any show and tell you that I have sources in the NBA. I don't. But earlier in my career, like, I worked for NFL radio at Sirius XM, and I know a lot of people in the league, which helps me, like, bet the NFL draft when it comes down to it. And it doesn't mean that all the information I get is good, just that, you know, like I do have some people that I respect, that people respect, that will give me some information sometimes that I can bounce stuff off of. I don't think people really know what's going to happen here with Cleveland. My sense is with the Browns loading up last year in the draft, right, and getting Jacksonville's first round pick, having the two first rounders,
right.
To me, that's kind of a signal that they are building something collectively, right, to look past this year a little bit and look forward a little bit with Kevin Stefanski as the guy you want kind of coaching the next quarterback. So my sense is that Cleveland has done enough here, like coming down the stretch of the season, where I think that you'll probably see everybody come back next year. And this is just one man's opinion, my opinion. I would bring everybody back. Like they smashed this last draft, like they killed it with this draft. And if you can get a quarterback that's an actual legitimate starter, because Gabriel and Shadur, I think, are going to profile as long-term backup. I don't mean that as an insult. Let's call it like it is. Third and fifth round pick, right? Deshaun Watson was never a fit for the offense that Kevin Stefanski wants to run. Was kind of shoehorned by Jimmy Haslam. Everybody knows that, right? Where if Stefanski gets the chance to pick his quarterback and run his scheme with his team around him, like I don't know if the Browns can seriously contend in 26, right? Seriously contend for the AFC. I don't know if that can happen if they're starting a rookie quarterback, but I'll keep saying it. I think they are not that far away from cooking with gas here. If they can get the right quarterback, where we get to 27, like, why can't they be like the Broncos this year or the Patriots this year with second year quarterbacks? Now, this is not me predicting like they'll be 10-2, 11-2 to start the year in 2027. But if you think about it, like the vision is there for that to potentially happen with this team. So I would bring everybody back. But, yeah, like if they lose out and they're embarrassing in all the games, like maybe Jimmy Haslam has the quick trigger finger. We'll see.
Let me switch gears for a second. Who do you like in the Ohio State-Indiana Big Ten championship game? And then also, do you believe this is a battle of two quarterbacks and the winner of this battle is going to be the Heisman Trophy winner when the votes have to be tallied, I think, by Monday? Or all the votes have to be in by Monday?
So first question, do I like anyone in the Big Ten title game?
Yes.
No, I don't. I love Ohio State.
You hooked me in.
Yeah, so Indiana's been the preferred betting side this week. So this was 6, then it was 5.5, 5. We're now down to 4. Ohio State a 4-point favorite, obviously the game being played on a neutral field. You guys know I'm always honest. I can be wrong. I'm wrong. I think I'm right a lot. I'm also wrong a lot. I'm pretty confident in Ohio State winning and covering the spread in this game. While acknowledging that I think Kurt Cignetti is an unbelievable coach, and candidly, like I'm a Giants fan, right, a New York Giants fan. I would love for the Giants to hire Kurt Cignetti as coach, right, which I know is not going to happen. But just how highly I think of Cignetti as a coach. And Mendoza, I think if the Browns could have their pick now of a quarterback, I think it would be Indiana's quarterback. I think it would be Fernando Mendoza. So I really like Indiana. And when Indiana loses this game, the Hoosiers are still going to have a bye in the college football playoff. They're not dropping out of the top 4. But Ohio State's on a different level. You know, I said it to you guys before the Texas game over Labor Day weekend to start the season. I bet Ohio State to win the national championship. I had them last year to win the national championship. I think they're going undefeated. I think they're going back-to-back, and when it's all said and done,
first 17 and 0 team,
conversation.
Huh?
Yeah, I think we're going to have a conversation when it's all said and done. Is this maybe not the best college football team ever, but may have to be in the conversation as in the best college football teams ever? Indiana just lacks the top-end talents that Ohio State has, and maybe you can overcome that with coaching and guile and great quarterback play. I kind of look, every game that Ohio State plays, I feel like, is a mismatch for the opposition. I love Ohio State in the game, and I do think with Jeremiah Love getting nicked in Notre Dame's last game, I do think kind of if either quarterback team wins and the quarterback plays well, I do think that quarterback will win the Heisman Trophy. I don't know if Diego Pavia has done enough to kind of sneak in through the back door there, and I think Jeremiah Love's candidacy took a big hit with him getting hurt in the Stanford game in the regular season finale for Notre Dame.
That's interesting. You like the idea of a conference championship game when you're going to go play, you know, national playoff?
Well,
does it mean anything?
Well, I would say as long as losing the game doesn't like adversely impact you, and look, like not all conferences are created equal, right? So, like BYU has one loss, and they're playing Texas Tech in the Big 12 title game on Saturday. BYU's one loss this season is to Texas Tech, so it's going to sound a little hypocritical what I'm going to say.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
When I throw this out there, I think Alabama could lose by 100, which they won't, obviously, but they could lose by 50 to Georgia on Saturday and have three losses. And I think 100% Alabama is still in the college football playoff. Like, you can't penalize a school like Alabama for being, like, they're wearing their home jerseys on Saturday. They were the number one seed in the regular season in the SEC. I know it's not college basketball where, like, we do the regular season champions. Like, they won the regular season SEC, Alabama did, right? And they're playing Georgia, and this is supposed to be a reward. If they lose that game, I think they're absolutely still in. Now, BYU, I think if they lose, I actually think they will be penalized for it. They're also on the outside looking in currently of the playoff, though. They're 11, right? And the top 10 are going to make it. And then you'll have the crappy ACC champion, maybe, if Virginia wins. If Duke wins, then I think the ACC is getting shut out. And then you have a group of five team, right? So not all conferences are created equal. For the SEC and the Big Ten, at minimum, yeah, I do think that there's something still there for it. Now, look, you can make the case that last year, Ohio State didn't even play for the Big Ten title game and won the national championship. Like, they still had to play an opening round game against Tennessee, and Oregon was well rested going into the Rose Bowl. Now, Ohio State was better, and they proved that ultimately. But yes, like, I still think there's something to the conference championship game. The way that this can get destroyed is if Bama loses and they leave Bama out. Then, like, why would anyone ever want to play in a conference championship game again? That's why I think the committee won't do that to Alabama, and Bama's in no matter what.
Thursday night football. Cowboys-Lions. Points galore in this game?
Yeah, so do you have, like, a minute? I kind of want to draw a corollary here.
No,
do you
have,
like,
have a minute.
For me to do? Okay.
You got a minute and a half.
So, great. So I think the Monday night game also kind of falls under this umbrella, but we don't know who the Chargers quarterback is going to be, so we can leave that alone. I think that tonight's game with Detroit and Dallas, Detroit's a three-point favorite, the total, to your point, 54.5. A lot of points expected, right? Does kind of mirror Sunday night football, where the Chiefs are three and a half point home favorite against the Houston Texans, where I think, and it's up for debate, right? So I'm not going to present this as a fact, but you can certainly construct an argument that the two underdogs in these games on Thursday and Sunday night, Dallas and Houston, are better right now than the teams that they will be playing in these games that are the home favorites, Detroit and Kansas City. I think right now Dallas is better than Detroit. Like, we don't think Amon-Ra St. Brown's going to play. We know Sam Laporte is out for the year for the Lions. The interior of the Lions' offensive line has not been good. The interior of the Cowboys' defensive line is very good now with Quentin Williams coming over along with Kenny Clark. And we know that Dallas is going to throw all over this injury-depleted Lions secondary. I think the Cowboys are going to win. So I like the Cowboys plus the points, and I think Dallas is just going to win tonight on the road in Detroit. How do they not? Dan Campbell rolls the dice, goes for it on a bunch of fourth downs, and they all end up working. And they didn't last week on Thanksgiving. That's how the Lions win, but I do think the Cowboys are the better team. And then on Sunday night, we don't know yet. It's Thursday. The Chiefs could be without three of their starting offensive linemen. We know one is definitely out, left tackle Josh Simmons. They could be without three starting offensive linemen against the best defense in the league with the best edge rush combo in the league by far in Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. Now, I love the Chiefs, and I still think for some reason the Chiefs are good, so I don't know if I want to bet Houston. But I do think that these two games are very interesting with how it's shaking out Sunday night and then tonight. I do like the Cowboys tonight.
Nick, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
You got it. Wishing you guys and all your listeners minimal sweats, winning best, the absolute very best of luck. Hopefully Browns fans like me a little more after the answers I gave today. I get a lot of hate from the listeners of this show, and hey, I appreciate all the haters.
They're listening. That's all that matters.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Peace. Peace.
That was the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. For all of your betting and sports talk needs, check out the BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app.
That's great.
My sense is that Cleveland has done enough here, like coming down the stretch of the season, where I think that you'll probably see everybody come back next year. And this is just one man's opinion, my opinion. I would bring everybody back. Like, they smashed this last draft. Like, they killed it with this draft. And if you can get a quarterback that's an actual legitimate starter,
just drop him in, build the team, go win some games. That was our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos, last segment here on Baskin and Phelps. Kind of like some of the things with our
team.
He's
very optimistic about us. Yeah, I think he's more optimistic than most of us.
Yeah, moving forward, he is.
You know, you can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube, including The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima. New and improved with special Anthony Lima. From 6 to 10 a.m. and afternoon drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin from 2 to 7 p.m. live each and every weekday on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. Subscribe to our channel for free and watch all of the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan live and on demand, and you can do it now. I just always think it's funny when we say The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima, with Zestal or whatever.
With Andy Richter.
Right. It's like all those 80s, 90s commercials where you'd go out and you'd get like detergent.
Had the special cleaning element.
Yeah, or like, or some chewing gum. Now with Zarbidol or something. Now with Anthony Lima. Too much? Too much? You know I'm right, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I've known that since the day we started.
That's true.
Known that since the day we started.
1832, we started the show.
Nick Costos likes the idea of what they've been building here. What do you think of that? See, he's an outsider with no skin in the game.
I could easily look at the defense and say the same thing. But the question remains, who's the quarterback? Look, your running back game has improved. Your tight end game is pretty very good. You need wide receivers. You're going to have to refix that offensive line. But if it's that minimal and you could fix it in two drafts, in a draft, you could feel good about what the future is going to be. Our best player is not getting any younger, and I don't really want to wait around. I don't know if he's going to want to wait around at some point, even though he's making a lot of money.
I don't know. I think Joe Bitonio will stick around.
You think he's coming back? Oh, good. I'm glad you think that. I thought you were going to say our punter, who is also a free agent at the end of the year, isn't he?
Is he?
I think Corey's a free agent at the end of the year, yeah. I know these things.
By the way, I've got something I want to spring on you in a minute here about free agents.
Yeah? NFL free agents?
Yeah, you might be surprised.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and take a chance on this one. Rummody is in Cleveland. Is that right?
Yes.
All right, good job.
Hi, Rummody.
Rummody.
See, it's spelled out phonetically poorly.
I'm going to have Jeff's back on this. It's phonetic, and it's not even phonetically phonetic.
It's all good, man. I get that all the time.
Go for it.
Long-time fan, man. Just wanted to call in today and just share some thoughts about the offense, man.
Go for it.
I played football all my life, man, and I just know that if you don't have receivers, man, the quarterback's not going to look good. And the running game's good, but the offensive line and receiver game is not good. The quarterback's not going to look good if you don't have anybody to throw to. So that's just my thoughts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. Is it the offensive strategy to lean on the tight ends a little bit more than the wide receivers? We do have two really good tight ends, don't we?
We have great tight ends, but I think that if you don't have like playmakers to stretch the field, the field's going to get bogged down. And if you go into the defensive meeting, who you're scared of? Who are you game planning against?
Quinchon, that's like, it. He's the only guy I'm worried about on the Browns offense. And then he'd be like, oh, this Fannin kid's doing all right. Njoku can catch the ball. You know, that's it.
Yeah, Fannin's great. But, I mean, if you look at any other great offense, Dallas, all the different offenses, they got number one receivers. If you put any of the receivers
Detroit.
On any other team, would they be – could you call any of our guys a number one receiver?
No, on sir.
Oh, no,
team?
No.
Nope. You're hard-pressed to call him a number two, Ramadi.
That's what I'm saying.
You're hard-pressed to call him a number two.
We got a guy that, you know, he's arguing on the sidelines that led the league in drops for 2 years straight. You know what I'm saying? So
it's a tough argument, isn't it? Yep.
Ramadi, thanks.
Yeah, it's a tough argument.
Appreciate that.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate that. Gary's in Cleveland. Hey, Gary.
Hey.
Hey.
Listen.
Yeah.
This is what I think, but just my opinion, guys.
Go.
The Browns should contact Arizona, offer that first round, one of their first round draft picks for Marvin Harrison Jr.
Okay, I'm in.
And throw them into that pick.
And throw who into the pick?
Dylan Gabriel.
Just because they have quarterback equipment that would fit him from Kyler Murray?
Absolutely.
You had me at Ma. You had me at Ma.
And my second thing is, whatever you have to do, bring back Callahan. He worked wonders for our offensive line, and he is definitely a genius. Bring him back like you did Mike Craven.
Gary, I wonder if he wants to work. And Gary, that's my thought about that. I wonder if he wants to work. And I also think this. Arizona might be ready to move on from Marvin Harrison Jr. As ridiculous as that sounds, and if I could get him for the second first-round pick, in other words, the Jacksonville pick, I would do it right now.
Especially if you split your first-round pick. If you don't take a quarterback and you
get two others.
Yeah. So now you're looking at two this year, two next year.
Do you think it would take a late first round pick to get Marvin?
I think that's fair. Don't you?
I think so. It would be, I would think, mid to late first round pick.
Yeah.
I don't think you could get him out of Arizona for a second.
No. What if it's the first pick in the second round?
A high pick in the second round and maybe a fourth rounder.
Yeah. You'd have to throw some, to sprinkle in a little extra.
I would think they'd hold out though. Dana, what do you think? Could you get Marvin Harrison for less than a late first-round pick?
They're not trading you Marvin Harrison. Dump that idea. Get that idea out of your head.
Why can't we dream?
Marvin was out with an appendix injury.
You're right. When you have your appendix removed, you can no longer catch nor run.
A smartass.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Jeff Phelps almost swore.
You used filthy language
He did dog you.
I dropped a three-letter word.
He dropped a mic on you,
three-letter
too.
Words.
I've never heard you chastise that
You can live with three-letter
way.
Words on the air.
Toilet.
Four-letter words you don't get.
Back in the corner.
Locker room.
So, Matt Verderam and Gilbert Manzano of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, two guys, we caught up with them.
Ranking the 50 best NFL free agents available in 2026.
Oh, they did a little work, a little research.
I'm going to give you a couple of these, just so you know.
Okay.
Who do you think they have as the number one free agent?
Barbie Arquez.
My boy Daniel Jones.
Ah, I was so close.
Isn't that something? Daniel goes from everybody's trash heap to the number one free agent in 2026. Good for you, Daniel Jones. Then there's George Pickens with the Cowboys. You know, the Browns want to get in on that? I doubt it. Trey Hendrickson is number three. And then another wide receiver, Alec Pierce, is number five from the Colts. So you got a couple of guys there. But my interesting thought on this one is I keep scrolling down. Okay, keep scrolling down.
Yeah.
Top 50 free agents. Top 50. There's another wide receiver, Wandale Robinson from the Giants, who's been really good this year. Mm. He's just going to want to get paid. So there's a guy who might be available. And I keep scrolling down, and I keep scrolling down, and I keep scrolling down. There's drama building as we do this, Andy.
I'm listening.
And Juwan Jennings, who just, you know, got all under Shelby Harris's skin.
Yep.
But as you keep going here, there are a couple of guys that we're thinking about in Cleveland that you think, well, you don't want these. But Joel Bitonio is ranked 39th in the top 50 free agents.
Mm.
39th.
He's rated.
He says he's no longer in his prime, but but he remains one of the better guards in the league. Says his presence has allowed the Browns to form a stout rushing attack with rookie running back Quinshon Judkins.
He's an honorable mention at ESPN, too.
He says he could be headed to his eighth consecutive Pro Bowl after this season. And guess who's ranked 40th, right behind Joel Bitonio?
Corey Bjorkas.
Wyatt Teller.
Hmm.
Browns are splitting time for Wyatt Teller. Right? And it seems like in the last week, Wyatt may have fallen out of favor here. Sports Illustrated has him ranked 40th. And says Teller's in his eighth season, but the three-time Pro Bowler is still playing at a high level in Cleveland. Consistently been one of the league's best interior linemen. This year he ranks 37th of 81 guards on Pro Football Focus and is 31st as a run blocker. So be careful what you're thinking about here, folks. He also has Njoku ranked 46th. Interesting.
How about 33-year-old Mike Evans?
We might be ready to pitch these guards, but the rest of the league will sign them in a heartbeat if they become available. So be careful what you do here. As we were going to break, talked about, threw out a couple of thoughts. Hey, is there, you know, what's wrong with the Cavs? Something wrong with the Cavs? Jeff gave you just some numbers. Cavs losing right now. They've lost four of their last five games. They lost to Toronto. They lost to Atlanta. They lost to Boston. Beat an Indiana Pacer team that's 4-17 at last look.
Yeah.
And then lost to the not very good Portland Trailblazers last night. So I threw out that thought. You know, yeah. What's wrong? And I got a message from our buddy Tom Withers.
Oh, does he think something's wrong with him?
Who sat in on Tuesday.
Excellent job. Thank you.
All it said was this. 13 of 52.
Oh, that sounds like three-point shooting to me, baby. I cannot stand watching this kind of basketball. Sorry.
This team is shooting threes like they think that Larry Bird and Steve Kerr and Craig Hodges and Reggie Miller are wearing Cavs uniforms.
Mark Price?
Throw in Mark.
Bingo Smith before the line?
Bingo didn't shoot that from that far out.
I don't know. It felt that way. When I was a kid, I was little, so it felt like it was farther away.
It didn't, no. Last night, the Cavaliers jacked up 52 three-point shots.
How'd that go?
They put up 42 two-pointers, Andy. 42 two-pointers, 52 three-point shots, and made 25% of them. When it's not going well, let's do more of it.
Continually. They continue to do this night in and night out.
Andy, it's first of all, when it comes to basketball, your interest is solid.
Okay? Solid.
I never hear you say stuff like this.
I can't stand watching it. It's horrible.
There it is.
It's bad basketball.
You don't say that kind of stuff very often.
I normally
don't.
You know, just at least give yourself the opportunity to get somebody in position to get a rebound. They don't even do that. I think that's the harder. It's like, how much hustle does it take to get the ball down the floor, stand outside the arc, put it up, miss, send it back, play a little defense, come back, put it up inside the arc, miss. I mean, when you make it, it's fun. I don't have a problem with that. But you know what? It's just not. Move the basketball. You're too talented not to play that way. Man, why are we in such a hurry to nail a three every time? Every time.
The Cavs.
I can't watch it anymore.
Cavs are number one in the NBA in three-pointers attempted at 44.8. Now, they are third in threes made, but that doesn't matter as much as the percentage involved here. The Cavs are making 15.6 three-pointers per game. So they're first in attempts, third in makes, but 22nd in three-point percentage. 22nd three-point percentage. They're making under 35% of their threes. So figure this one out for me, Andy. We don't do it better than most teams in the league, but we do it more often than the rest of the league.
Jeff, how many points?
That's just not a good idea.
How many points did they have last night that was not outside the arc or inside the paint?
You tell me.
One bucket. They made one. Donovan Mitchell made an 8-foot driving floating jump shot.
When I walked into the studio
baseline.
This morning.
It was baseline, too. It wasn't even.
Our buddy Anthony Lima pulls out. Anthony was jacked up about this.
Oh, was he pumped?
He put together a chart about 3-point shooting and things. And I didn't know Anthony had such artistic ability.
I didn't know either.
But he did. And he said, good teams are taking fewer threes. The good teams are taking fewer threes. That's basically his thought. And I thought, yeah, you know, there's a lot to be said for getting higher percentage shots. And I know we're going to talk analytics in football with Cynthia Freeland coming up at noon. In analytics in basketball, 3 is more than 2. That's the big analytic in basketball. 3 is more than 2. And, you know, you shoot a lower percentage, but you get 3 because it's more than 2. And that's the deal. You're not doing it real well. So come up with something else. No?
Yeah, I agree. I just move the basketball. They have the talent. Just move it. It wouldn't even bother me if they take a 3 if they're moving the basketball. They're not. I'm watching the end of the game again last night. Okay, we're down 7. Let's get back in this thing. I know you need a 3. But can you just take half a breath and try to get somebody underneath the hoop? Because the chances are you're probably not going to make the 3-point shot. So can we get somebody there for a rebound? I feel like they're just, if they don't hit the 3, they're just giving the ball away with no opportunity to get it back. You know, would you count a shot from the charity stripe on the other side of the charity stripe as a mid-range shot? Inside the circle, but on the other side of the stripe. Is that a mid-range shot for you?
Mid-range shot.
It's basically a free throw.
Mid-range shot is anything from the top of the circle, the free throw circle,
okay,
down toward the low block to me. 8 feet, eight to 17 feet.
Yeah, I'm just looking at shots they take. They just don't take, maybe nobody, I know nobody does, but man, they just don't take any shots outside of the paint and not outside the three-point arc. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No one takes a jumper anymore.
Joe's in Jefferson. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to point out that there was maybe 2 or 3 times during late in the game when they were only down 7 or
yep,
even brought it down to 6, and they continued to shoot the 3. And just like how you guys were saying there, why not find the good shot or even get it down below to bring that point differential down to 4 instead of taking the risk? They're so cold. Atkinson needs to tell him, hit the ball low in that moment so we can have a better opportunity the next time we come down when, like Jim Jones says, get stops. And then we can get it down to 2 and then make a 3. Get some momentum build up before you keep on throwing these 3s up. That's all.
Joe,
that's all I wanted to pinpoint.
That sounds a little sensible.
Sounds exactly like what I just said, too.
Yeah, sounds a little sensible there. Hmm. I have a little game I want to play here, Andy.
Okay, we're going to play a game?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
And before we play it, I'm going to go ahead and poo-poo my own little game. You ready? I don't think there's
need
enough.
Need music?
Sorry. I want to throw in the Letterman line. Is this anything?
Okay.
Is this anything? I looked up. I think the sample sizes are too small. But I looked up. What are the Cavs doing when certain guys are starting? When certain guys are playing?
Oh, this is your favorite game to play.
You no, it's
love
not.
It. Yeah, it is.
No,
you love it.
I like tic-tac-toe.
No, it's not.
It's a small sample size.
When Darius plays game, is that what we're really doing?
No, I looked up all the starters.
Okay.
I looked up all the starters.
Okay.
And the lineups have been hit or miss. Okay, so that's part of it. And I found the results of my little digging to be A, inconclusive, and B, not real wide-ranging.
I am so excited to hear the results after that.
Well,
what do you got?
We're talking about sports here.
I know.
Okay, so, I mean, there's some things to talk about.
But you're teeing me up for failure.
Of the starting five.
Okay.
Of the starting five. And, you know, some guys Darius has played 8 games this year. That's it. Jared has played 15. Evan Mobley's played 22 of the 23. Donovan Mitchell's played 21 games, and DeAndre Hunter's played 19. The Cavs have the best winning percentage when which one of those starters plays. In other words, for whichever guy is starting, who has the best winning percentage of the starting five?
Evan?
Take another guess.
You're going to say Donovan?
Take another guess.
Darius.
And this is, take another guess. This is the thing that surprised me a little bit.
Evan?
You already said
Evan. I said Evan, yeah.
You're down to Jared or DeAndre.
I'm going to go DeAndre.
It's the guy you didn't pick.
Of course it is.
The Cavs have won 60% of their games when Jared Allen starts, when Jared Allen plays. Of the starters, when those guys play, the Cavs have the best winning percentage when Jared's on the floor.
Like, keep him on the floor.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that is interesting.
The worst winning percentage.
Donovan.
Nope.
Am I going to do this again?
Yeah.
Hunter.
Nope.
Mobley.
Nope.
Garland.
Yep.
Garland.
They're only 4-4. They're only 4-4 in Darius Garland's 8 games.
Not like going 1-9 there.
Well, but see, that's Andy, when I looked it up, I had no idea. So I would have been stunned had you gotten the right answer. I didn't have them. I was just curious. You know, I thought, I wonder what this is like. I was wondering mainly about Darius. And when I saw that they were 4-4 with Darius, I thought, well, let's keep checking here. The thing about it is the team as a whole, and he's only 13-10.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's not like there's some huge range, but they have the best winning percentage when Jared Allen starts.
Is it bad that I got a tattoo that said Central Champions for this year already, and now we're 4 games back?
Yes, actually it is.
You find that silly?
Okay. The equivalent of the Big Ten Championship.
No, at least Big Ten Championship is meaningful.
Here's the
Central
other,
doesn't mean anything.
These are the other numbers, okay? Mm-hmm. Just so you know them. Jared, they're 9-6 in his 15 games.
Okay.
Best winning percentage. Second best winning percentage, and again, it's minute indifference. DeAndre Hunter, 58%. They're 11-8 in DeAndre's 19 games. They are 12-9 in Donovan Mitchell's 21 games. They're 12-10 in Evan's 22 games, and then 4-4 when Darius plays. So you're shooting so many threes. You've got it.
Will they change? You think they'll ever change this up? Or is that on the coach, too, by the way?
Well, it's on the coach. Without question, it's on the coach. Last year, it worked. This year, it's not working. And you have a 6'11 kid who can score all over the floor in Evan Mobley. You have a 6'9 guy who shoots a really high shooting percentage. And there's nothing wrong, Andy, with getting the ball to the big guy, is there?
Not at all.
You can take it to Jared Allen.
But you're only asking for 2 points. Isn't that what you're saying?
Well, that does seem to kind of be the deal, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. I'll take him. Keep giving me twos.
Jared's making 57% of his shots. That's pretty good. Is it not?
Yeah, we're just so infatuated with the three. So yep. Infatuated.
And it drives me absolutely
let's,
up a wall.
Let's get the ball down the floor twice and make 2 very high percentage basketball shots down low and get 4 points, or come down the floor and chuck up a 3, which you miss. And now you have none. It's just, and that's, I think, how other teams are beating us, too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.